More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever wondered why Democrats are allowing so many illegal immigrants to come into liberal cities, sanctuary cities? Well, we now understand a little bit more why this is happening. Now, you may say when I ask that initial question, Ben, of course we know why. They're trying to change this country. That is true. But there's also something else that's happening that we're now seeing, and it is very clear why this is happening. It is the Great Replacement. Let me explain what I mean by that. I'm not talking about replacing Americans in general, right? Like overpowering them. Traditional, you know, Americans who are citizens with illegal immigrants. No. What we're now talking about is apparently something else, and it's much deeper than that. Democrats are watching the cities that they control, some of the biggest cities in America and some of the biggest states like California, losing population at record numbers because of anarchy and chaos and high taxes. I'll give you a great example. My hometown of Memphis has the highest property taxes of any city in Tennessee. It is also the murder capital of America right now. It's the most dangerous city in America by the FBI's definition with their latest stats that have come out. And what did the new mayor of Memphis, a hardcore leftist Democrat, African-American man, do in his big address after being in office for just 100 days? He said, we're going to have a big tax increase. He was also backed up by the county mayor, who also said the same exact thing, that we are going to have a tax increase. Now, why on earth would you raise taxes when you're the most dangerous city in America? I'll tell you exactly why. Because they're so out of touch with reality, and they have so many people that are leaving the city going to other places that now they're running out of money. Because if you don't have any money, how do you take money from people? Well, that's very much now what Democrats are doing, but they're doing it just from a simple standpoint of they have to replace liberal voters that they're losing. Or moderate voters that vote Democrat. They're having to replace the people they're losing to keep their power. Which brings me to a bigger point. U.S. Representative Chuck Fleischmann, he's a Tennessee Republican from the 3rd District, released the following statement about his support of a new bill. This bill is H.R. 7109. It's called the Equal Representation Act. What this bill does is ensure that only legal American citizens are factored into the official count for congressional districts and the Electoral College map that determines the outcome of presidential elections. In other words, you can't replace Americans with illegal immigrants and then count them when it comes to the Electoral College. Basically, the numbers of each state. Now, you know how this works, right? The Electoral College is simple. It's your senators and then your congressmen of that state combined, and that's the number. That's the reason why South Dakota and North Dakota have three, right? Because they actually have two senators and they have one congressman. And so it's not a big deal to win or lose that state in theory because it's only worth three. That's why people don't spend a lot of time there campaigning. But you spend a hell of a lot of time in places like Florida, New York, Texas, and California because the prize there is so big. What Democrats have figured out is that if you can flood a state with illegals, count them in the census, you get more congresspeople that will represent your state. And that means the Electoral College votes, then those numbers go up, which means if you can flood a state like Texas and win it, you're going to get a really big number of Electoral College votes. Florida the same way. Nevada, right? Arizona, California. This is their total plan. Let me also tell you real quick about my friends at Patriot Mobile. I got to tell you, I made a promise this year. I am not giving my money to companies that hate me, hate my family values, hate what I believe in, hate that I'm a Christian, hate that I'm a conservative. And Big Mobile, let me tell you, they hate you. In fact, Big Mobile has been giving massive donations because you pay a bill every month to them, and they take a portion of that bill, and they're giving it back to liberal causes, including Planned Parenthood. Now, when I found that out, I switched to Patriot Mobile. They are the only Christian conservative wireless provider in the country. Now, most people don't switch cell phones often. The reason why is they think it's hard to do. But with technology now, it's actually incredibly easy. How do I know? I just switched a line over the other day. It is done easily over the phone. And when you call Patriot Mobile, they can switch and you get to keep your same cell phone number. You get to keep your same phone or upgrade to a new one. Now, coverage is no longer an issue. It used to be you'd pick a company based on coverage, not anymore. In fact, you're going to be using the same towers that you're using right now. But what you're doing is not giving your money to Democratic causes, candidates, including organizations like Planned Parenthood any longer. You're going to be supporting Patriot Mobile that then takes your money every month, 5% of your bill at no extra cost to you, and they give it back to conservative causes and organizations that protect our First and our Second Amendment rights. And most importantly to me, they support organizations that support the lives of unborn children. Yeah. So when I use my phone and when I pay my bill, I know I'm standing up for what I believe in and I'm making a real difference. Check out Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com/Ben. PatriotMobile.com/Ben. Or call them 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT or PatriotMobile.com/Ben. All right, so back to the Great Replacement. This is actually very simple. Democrats are losing and Democratic cities are losing at record number people. California has more people leaving the state than are moving to the state. And that's partly because of high taxes. That's partly because of high crime. It is partly because of just the cost of living is so out of control. And that's an important thing to understand. But a lot of it is the liberal policies. And we're seeing this in places like New York City. We've seen a lot of people move out of New York City, especially when they had the COVID lockdowns and they're never coming back. Well, if you want to stay powerful, you've got to bring in people, right? You have to. You've got to bring in people to keep that power. So how do you do it? You bring in illegal immigrants. And that's how you keep places like California extremely powerful when it comes to the Electoral College. If you're losing a couple million people who are moving out, then they're saying, all right, we got to figure out how to bring in a couple of million people. And this is exactly what Democrats are now doing. Let me also tell you what Representative Fleischman had to say. He said, quote, since day one of this administration, President Biden and the D.C. Democrats have gone out of their way to open our borders and incentivize millions of illegal aliens to break into our country. Currently, illegal immigrants are counted towards congressional district appointments and allocation of Electoral College votes, which is unacceptable. The congressman goes on to say, for every illegal immigrant that is counted towards congressional appointment or the allocation of Electoral College votes, a legal American citizen is disenfranchised of their right to be properly represented. This is actually a brilliant move by Democrats. They don't care where you are as long as you're in a liberal state because that gives them more power. If you can flood, for example, even in Texas, places like Houston and San Antonio and Dallas and Austin with illegal immigrants, they don't care about the backcountry. They don't care about the suburbs because they know they're going to then get more representatives representing those areas, which then can help them when it comes to flipping a state that's been conservative to a liberal state. What, in other words, Democrats are playing the long game here. Every illegal immigrant that's coming across the border, if they are counted, and they are counted now, all right, as a just like an American citizen, it will fundamentally change the number of votes that they receive in presidential elections and the number of appointments to Congress. That is the game plan here. So do they care if you're killed by an illegal immigrant? No. There's also something else that's happening in Washington right now, and this is important. And by the way, I'm going to talk to U.S. Senator Marsha Blackburn in a minute about this because it's important. But there's also something else that's happening right now, and that is people in Washington serving their own best interests and not caring about the American people. We've seen this with Mayorkas and the failed impeachment. He doesn't care about you. He doesn't care about American citizens. He cares about power, and that means bringing in more illegal immigrants. He cares not if your kids are dying from fentanyl, for example, which there was a massive warning came from Garland, the attorney general, about fentanyl, saying that we are seeing a pandemic in this country. People dying, young people from fentanyl coming across to the border. They don't care because they want the power that comes across the border. But there's also something else. They're getting rich while they're doing this.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You may not realize just how rich people in Congress are getting because of purposeful loopholes that allow them to, in essence, insider trade. In fact, there are bots, all right, computers that will automatically trade the same way that Nancy Pelosi trades. Now, Nancy Pelosi has made millions and millions of dollars off of trading while she has been a congresswoman. She is now a multi-millionaire because of the trades that her husband has done while she's been making, you know, $180,000 a year. There's no way to accumulate that much money when you're making $180,000 a year unless you're able to trade stocks that have massive conflicts of interest. Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri had the opportunity this week to talk to the Energy Secretary, Jennifer Granholm, about her own massive conflicts of interest, which are making her insane amounts of money. This is not being covered by the media. In fact, you probably hadn't even heard about this moment, which would be a bombshell if this was a Republican that was, right, the Energy Secretary and was acting in such a egregious, corrupt way. I want you to listen carefully to this back and forth, and it gets heated.
When you were here last, I talked with you about the fact that more than 130 officials in the Energy Department reported more than 2,700 trades of shares, bonds, and options in companies that ethics officers said was directly related to the agency's work. This is institutionalized corruption. And I asked you point blank, do you own any individual stock? And you told me, no. Let's just look at it. It was not a difficult question. Do you own individual stocks, Madam Secretary? You said no. In fact, you repeated it three times to me. No, no, no. Turns out that was false. You did own multiple individual stocks, and you neglected to report it to this committee for months afterwards. Why did you mislead this committee?
Oh, my goodness.
That was exactly my response. So why did you mislead this committee?
I believed that I had sold all individual stocks, and I was incorrect. So I came back.
You just don't know your portfolio?
Pretty much.
It's a big one, I guess, huh?
No, it's extremely small.
Apparently not. Someone manages it for you?
So I came back as soon as I found out that, in fact, I had not sold all individuals.
Wait. No, that's not true either. Let's just look at the timeline. I just remind you, you're under oath. Madam Secretary, you testified you didn't own any individual stocks. You didn't sell the stocks for a whole nother month. And after you sold the stocks, you waited another month before you informed this committee. Why did you mislead us, and what were you hiding? Why did you wait so long? Why did you hide this?
I did not hide it because I brought it forth to the committee when I realized that we had made a mistake.
Really? What explains the delay? Why did you wait for a full month to explain your actions to this committee, false testimony?
That's less than a month, and I sent a letter explaining what had happened.
May the 15th to June the 9th.
Because I owned a Ford stock that was...
You misled this committee, and you wait. What were the stocks? What were the stocks that you owned?
It was a Ford stock that my husband had owned since he was very young, and I just was not aware of it.
And what were the others? You sold six stocks. What were the other five?
I sold non-conflicting stocks.
What were they?
I don't even know. I do know the Ford one because that was a conflict.
You don't.
That's why
you
I raised this.
You're here before this committee a year later after actively misleading to us, after denying and delaying and delaying, and now you won't tell us. Was one of them Proterra?
No.
You sat on the board of directors at Proterra. You made millions in CNN reports and stock options at Proterra. Then you promoted Proterra stock and Proterra products as energy secretary.
Sir,
was that one of the stocks that you sold?
This is so... I mean, really.
Was that one of the stocks that you sold? Yes,
no,
really.
No.
You are presiding over institutionalized corruption in your energy department. You have violated the Stock Act 9 separate times. You have been referred by the Inspector General for violations of the Hatch Act. It is institutionalized corruption that you are now the face of. And here's what I'm trying to figure out. I just want to know who really runs the Energy Department. Is it you, or is it the mega corporations whose stock that you own that you're making profits in?
Oh, my goodness.
Or maybe it's the foreign billionaires who fund your conferences. Let's try something else. Do you know the names of the foreign billionaires who fund the conferences you go to? Since you don't know the socks, do you know the names of the foreign billionaires?
This is unbelievable to me.
Let me help you.
Mr. Chairman.
One of them is Hans-Urs Weiss, a Swiss billionaire who has used various dark money front groups.
I do not know what you are talking about.
Various dark money front groups to funnel foreign money into American politics. He has used the Berger Action Fund, $20 million, that then sent money to the Fund for a Better Future, that then sent money to the Climate Power Group that has funded conferences you've attended. Do you know who this is? Do you think it's a good idea to attend conferences
by
foreign billionaires?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't know the stocks. You don't know the billionaires. You would take no responsibility. Meanwhile, your energy department, executives in your energy department, are trading stocks in companies that they have direct oversight over, and you were too.
That is incorrect. In the Department of Energy, and we have a strong ethics office, does not trade stocks in anything that they have oversight over.
True, Madam Secretary.
Sir,
the Wall Street Journal has reported on this extensively.
If I may, Senator, just ask the question, is it possible that maybe we can continue this at a later time, but if you had any questions on the energy, direct energy policies?
Mr. Chairman, this is directly relevant to institutionalized corruption in the Department of Energy that she oversees. You're, I think, about to say that the Wall Street Journal report's wrong.
The Wall Street Journal report did not say that people over whom they were in areas where they were directly overseeing had stocks. They did not. Our ethics office consults with all of our employees that need to be have a reporting requirement about their stock holdings. They do not own stocks in areas that they have any influence over, nor do I.
Madam Secretary, all I have to say is this record is just deplorable. It is despicable. It is outrageous that hundreds of officers in the Energy Department are trading shares. It is outrageous that you misled us. It is outrageous that you are continuing to mislead us. And it is outrageous you're going to conferences and events funded by foreign billionaires using dark money to try to influence our politics. This has got to change.
By the way, what's even more shocking than this is the fact that she's sitting there and acting like she can't believe she's being asked these tough questions. What's even more shocking and egregious is the fact that 99% of you, this is the first time you've even heard about what is happening. You probably had no idea. By the way, I'm in the same boat. That this is something that's going on. The people at the Department of Energy are actually trading stocks. They are trading stocks in companies that they're involved with that have insider trading information on, that have oversight on. I laugh because I go back to, who was it, Martha Stewart, that was put in jail? Do you remember when they put her in jail because they wanted to show, oh, we're cracking down on insider trading, yada, yada, yada? Like, really? Look at how much money Nancy Pelosi has made while being a United States congresswoman supposed to be serving her country. Look at her returns compared to the best returns in the marketplace and the best money managers out there, and she kicks the living crap out of them every year. Look at Secretary Grayholm here. She's sitting there, and she's like, this is egregious. I can't even believe that you're asking these questions. She lied to Congress. She said that she didn't own any stocks. Then she was like, oh, crap, they caught me. All right, I got to sell those stocks. And then sold the stocks and then waited another 30 days to then form Congress. Oh, wait, my bad. Yeah, I actually did have a bunch of stocks. Sorry about that. Sorry, that happened. My bad. So if you want to know who they're representing now, like if you want to know why this country is under the Democratic leadership has gone to hell in a handbasket, this is exactly why. The people that are there are basically like, I don't care about what's actually happening, right? Like, I don't actually care if people are dying with fentanyl coming across the southern border, because we're all getting rich and we're making money off of this.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, I want to bring in U.S. Senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn, because there's two things. One, I want you to have an update on what happened with Mayorkas, so you understand how they were able to shut it down so quickly. And then I want you to hear what she has to say about the great replacement and bringing in millions of voters into Democrat cities who are losing population of people that are getting out as fast as they can. Take a listen. Senator, always a pleasure to chat with you. This seems like a very big defeat for conservatives. There's a lot of frustration from conservatives right now because they feel like we're losing all over the place. We have infighting on the House, a real prospect of losing another speaker. Then we have the Mayorkas impeachment that doesn't go anywhere. Explain how this happened yesterday and what people need to know.
Yes, what Chuck Schumer did, as we assembled and were sworn in into a court of impeachment, he made a point of order and then deemed that Article 1 was unconstitutional and did not meet the threshold for removal of Mayorkas. And every single Democrat voted with him. Now, we spent a lot of time, about 3 hours, trying to refute this and make our points of order. And then following the closure, we made certain that we went to the floor and spent another few hours laying out what Mayorkas had done. But this has, what Chuck Schumer did yesterday has never been done. 21 impeachments, in 4 of them, the individual either died or resigned. And then 17, when the impeachment by the House went to the Senate for trial, the trial was held. And so Senators Lee and Kennedy had organizing resolutions that mirrored the Trump 1 and Trump 2 impeachments. Senator Cruz had one that a motion that would have formed a trial committee, but Chuck Schumer would have none of it. And so Patty Murray was the presiding officer, and repeatedly we were shut out of trying to move to a trial. And for the first time ever, they dismissed the impeachment articles and to the American people. But then I will tell you this, these Democrats that are up for re-election this year and they have very tough, close races. And you're looking at New Mexico, Nevada, Montana, Ohio, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania. These and the race in Maryland, the race in West Virginia, Democrats are going to have to answer for that because it was unprecedented. It plays into that 2 tiers of justice that they keep pushing. There's 1 tier for the Democrats and the elite. There's a different tier if your name is Trump or if you're a Republican or a conservative, and people are sick and tired of this.
Harry Reid said something that was very interesting that I do think should be used, and I hope every Republican running for office in the Senate uses it, especially. And he said about this impeachment, we're going to get through this quick. We're going to move quickly to move past this. He also made an admission, and it was an important one. He said that you should never have someone impeached over a policy disagreement. Now, what that means is he's admitting that the policy of the Democratic Party, of the Biden administration, is to have wide open southern borders and to allow as many illegal immigrants into this country as possible. That's the first time that he's ever admitted that publicly. And it was very, very clear. He was saying this is just a policy disagreement. Now, they haven't said that before publicly. We knew it was their policy of the Biden administration to get rid of all the executive orders that secured our border. That was very clear. And Harry Reid was like acting like, oh, this is just no big deal. This is just this is just a normal day. We just have a simple policy disagreement. Well, now we know they're admitting this is their policy. Chaos of the southern border.
And they've been very clear and very intentional. And when I was with some of our Senate conservatives last night on the floor, I talked a little bit about the intentionality that they have used in opening the southern border. We know exactly what they're doing. These big blue states have lost population. That affects the amount of money you get from the federal government. It affects your congressional seats. It affects the Electoral College. So they are quickly moving people into these areas. Why do you think that California is saying, hey, illegal aliens, come here, we will give you free health care? It is because California lost 770,000 people last year. That is just shy of the 850,000 people that make up a congressional district. California has already lost a couple of congressional seats. So, you know, we know what they're doing. We also are attuned to the fact that some areas will allow those illegally in the country to get a driver's license, and we're concerned about their having the ability to vote in those voter registrations. And we're looking at what we can do to be sure that that they are not voting in those federal elections, the presidential elections.
I may have said the word Harry Reid earlier. I meant Chuck Schumer. I want people to hear what Chuck Schumer had to say in his own words at this press conference.
Your colleagues say you're going to offer a motion to dismiss the impeachment charges on Thursday. Are you at all concerned that if some Democrats in tough races vote for that, it would come back to haunt the campaign trail?
Look, we're going to try and resolve this issue as quickly as possible. Impeachment should never be used to settle policy disagreements.
Should never be used to settle policy disagreements. So if Republicans use this the right way, what you're basically saying is, yes, this was a big victory for Democrats yesterday, protecting Mayorkas from impeachment and also having to admit, and for the American people to see, the disaster at the southern border. We also had testimony yesterday on the same day that you guys were dealing with this, coming from our Attorney General Garland on the issue of fentanyl, saying that it's the biggest threat to this country and the biggest killer for Americans. He's admitting that the fentanyl is flowing across the open border on the same day that they're saying, oh, no, everything's fine at the southern border.
That's exactly right. The contradictory nature of all of that is really astounding. And, you know, I think it is just astounding for Chuck Schumer to just push this aside as a policy difference. As I said, when we know the intentionality, they've moved forward. And it is an unconstitutional move because we take an oath of office that we are going to defend this country. And when you have that border wide open and you do not know who is coming in, you do not know the threat, you know that China is literally invading us. They have pushed nearly 25,000 single adult males into this country since the beginning of the fiscal year. And this secretary does nothing. This secretary comes to Congress and he lies and says the border is secure. And people can see with their own eyes this border is not secure. You have the Department of Justice telling us that fentanyl is killing more Americans than anything else, and they're having a tough time running down these cartels and getting them off of American streets. You have the FBI director saying, I see flashing lights everywhere, flashing red lights everywhere I look. And this border, we have 300 plus known terrorist watch list names that have been apprehended at that southern border. We have thousands of people from countries of interest, and the Secretary of Homeland Security that does not believe in securing the homeland, the Democrats defend him. I hope every single one of them lose. Is just horrendous.
Last question on this.
Into this country.
Is there any accountability? And I think this is part of the frustration, Senator, for so many. You know, you go to April of this year, and this is what Mayorkas said.
I have never minimized the challenge that the southern border presents. It is my...
I've never minimized the challenge the southern border presents. You go back to April 2023. This is in testimony to Congress, so you're lying to Congress. He said this.
It is my testimony that the border is secure.
That's a lie. He knew he was lying. He knew it was a wide open border. He's admitting it now that, okay, I'm changed my story. But I guess you can just lie to Congress now and there's zero accountability for that. That's what Democrats have basically said. When we're in charge, we can lie to the American people and lie to you. And our officials can lie to Congress about anything they want to with zero accountability. Is that the new world we live in?
Justice. One for them and one for other people. And that's the way they look at it. And they just were so proud of themselves yesterday. You should have seen them smiling and rolling eyes. And they were so happy to get off the floor and get on with their day. I'm sure they all had fancy DC cocktail parties to go to last night. And they were just so pleased they had handled this and taught the deplorables another lesson about how D.C. really works. It is sickening, and people are suffering. We have Tennesseans that are losing their lives. Every sheriff I meet with tells me the number one issue they have, drugs and crime in communities, cannot be addressed until the southern border is secured.
All right, don't forget, please hit it, the share button on this podcast. Put it up wherever you are on social media so other people can hear, especially that Secretary of Energy debate or whatever you throw down there. It was incredible, and people need to hear that. So make sure you share it wherever you are on social media, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.